Patterson? 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 Where are you, Patterson?
Here, Melissa.
Where? In the loo?
In the kitchen.
What are you doing?
Shouting.
What?
Typing.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
I couldn't sleep.
Come back to bed, Patterson. I'm lying in the silky sheets, waiting for you.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, good.
We present episode 5 of Patterson, a comedy series in 8 parts by Malcolm Bradbury and Christopher Bigsby.
Now, chapter 1. The bed was white and silky. On it, in front of him, Melissa's naked form wriggled sinuously. She looked at him with sexual avarice. Patterson gave his crooked, boyish smile. Reaching out, he...
Patterson!
Oh, hello.
I thought you were coming back to bed. I've been lying there, waiting for you.
Oh, I was, Melissa, but I got stuck on a comma.
Patterson, look, tell me, are we or are we not having a bloody affair?
We are, Melissa. A bloody affair is just what we're having.
And maybe we're not. Maybe you've moved in with me so you can have a work marathon.
Look, Melissa, if you'd been married to Jane for 12 years, you'd go to bed at 10 and get up at 5.
Would I? Why?
Because at 5, all our kids got up and puked. Hmm. And if they didn't, Jane did. Morning sickness. If Jane wasn't bringing up her breakfast, she thought life had lost its meaning.
That's because you enslaved her by keeping her pregnant.
I did not. Never wanted all that. I just wanted to live out of a suitcase and write books. But you try writing a masterwork on the dwarf in Shakespeare while voices from the bathroom shout, come and hold this for me, and don't you think his stools are a bit green?
Oh, I see. That's why you moved in with me. I've been wondering. I may not be getting it, but at least the Shakespearean dwarf is. Okay. How's it coming?
What?
The masterwork, the grand synthesis.
Actually, I'm still struggling with the title.
Well, let me help. Let's see. How about The Concise Dwarf in Shakespeare? The shorter Oxford book of Shakespearean dwarves? Or how about I Will Be Brief, Short is in Shakespeare?
To tell the truth, Melissa, I've set that book on one side a bit to mature. I'm limbering up with a different sort of book.
Oh, really? May I look?
I'd rather you didn't yet. It's rather a difficult stage.
Oh, come on, Patterson. I've released your creativity.
No,
now, Naked and Magnificent. Oh, no, Patterson.
I thought I'd go a little down market, said Patterson, as he slowly left the table.
By R.K. Misty. Professor Misty wrote this?
No, I wrote it. I just thought I'd publish it under a pseudonym.
I see. So you chose the name of our professor. You thought he'd like his name on the spine of Naked and Magnificent?
Not really. I didn't think he'd see it. I don't think he reads soft porn. But even if he did, he wouldn't know it was me, would he? It hasn't got my name on it.
No, it's got his. Patterson, why are you doing this?
I've got 2 households to keep. You tried doing that on the dwarf in Shakespeare.
Oh, come on, Patterson. You've not paid a penny into this household, and I bet you haven't to Jane either.
Look, isn't it time for breakfast?
Put a tin of something on the stove. I want to read this.
Don't you have a tutorial or something?
Not till 11, and it's not War and Peace, is it? There's only half a page. Chapter 1. The bed was white and silky. My, this is exciting. On it, in front of him, Melissa's naked form wriggled. Patterson?
Are baked beans all right?
You bloody put me in it, wriggling.
All the things you keep in this cupboard. Chocolate-covered ants, reindeer meatballs. Poor old Rudolph.
Is this book all about me?
What? No, it's not about you, Melissa. It's pure fiction.
No! You're telling me that, casting at random through the gamut of female names, you chanced to pick the name of the woman you're living with.
I just wanted a name that was probable. What do I do? Just put the tin in the pan?
Ah, here's a name that's probable. Patterson. And what did he do? Patterson gave his crooked, boyish smile. Reaching out, he belumped Malofa. Belumped Malofa?
Ah, that was where you interrupted me.
My God, not before time.
Look, Melissa...
Please, Malofa.
I think you're in danger of overreacting.
I'm not. I'm in danger of underreacting. I may fail to kill you. You know what gets me? It's not just that you indulge your cheap sexist fantasies, and God knows you've plenty of those, and invent this wriggling, naked, submissive tart, and give her my name, and presumably other attributes as well, and then accuse her of sexual avarice. That's bad enough.
But worse.
But worse. You sit out here in the kitchen writing this vile stuff when you should be in the bedroom doing it. I think you write this stuff to avoid being with me. The pen's mightier than the sword, isn't it? In fact, the sword seems more or less exhausted.
What do you mean? What have we been doing for the last 3 weeks? Rotivating? Hawaiian yoga?
Let's not exaggerate, Patterson. One chapter of The Joy of Sex and you cried off with a strained back.
I had the book upside down. Never was any good at do-it-yourself.
Okay, Patterson. You've had your fling, your spots have gone. Don't you think you ought to go back?
Back? Back where?
To your wife. Wasn't that the idea? A bit of adulterous fun and then home to the nest again. I know the type. This university's full of them.
I don't want to go back. In any case, what makes you think she'd have me back? Last I heard, she was trying to have me committed.
Well, actually, I met Jane the other day.
You met her?
Yes, I happened to bump into her in the supermarket. She seemed quite concerned. She wanted to know if you were all right.
All right?
Well, more relaxed.
Oh, yes, over the murderer's tendencies.
I felt a sisterly solidarity with her, Patterson. She's someone I can relate to. That lady is more complicated than you made out.
I never said she wasn't complicated. There's nothing simple about a woman with a season ticket to half the nation's maternity wards. I just don't go for that, Melissa. And I'm not going back to that Bernardo's home. So please, would you mind not mentioning my wife to me again?
Hello. It's your wife.
I'm out. I'm in the university teaching.
Yes, just a minute. He's here.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Hello, Patty. It's your wife. Remember?
Yes.
How are you, Patty? All right? More relaxed?
I'm fine. Really fine. How are you?
Fine, too. The children are pretty well. Sandra broke a leg.
What?
Off one of her dolls.
Oh.
So I said you'd probably bring another when you came. I expect you'll want to visit them, won't you? Even if you don't want to see me. How's Melissa?
Wriggling.
What was that she said? Middling.
Actually, she's fine. Really fine.
Is she feeding you well?
Oh, fine. I'm off the breast and onto the bottle. Jane, was there a reason for this call?
No. I mean, yes. I wondered whether you could come home.
Didn't we agree to live apart for 6 months?
Oh, just for half an hour. I won't be there. I'll spare you that. There's a problem with the fence.
Really? Won't take the staff? Too hard to handle?
I see your wit survives. The fence you built in front of the house the day after we moved here. The long, white fence.
Yes, what about it?
It fell down. Swayed, rocked, and fell down.
Well, why not get the macrobiotic wonder to fix it? He's living with you, isn't he?
Spencer Cuthbertson. Depends what you mean by living.
My view exactly.
I'm afraid Spencer's not very good with his hands.
Oh, that must be a dreadful blow.
And fixing fences isn't his line.
But it is mine.
Well, you built it. Then at least you know how to hit your thumb with a hammer. He can't even pick it up. Everything will be locked up, so I'll leave the hammer under the mat.
Very well.
Thanks, Patty. Oh, by the way, how's the, what's it?
The what?
The S-E-X. What you went for.
It wasn't what I went for, but it's fantastic. Splendidly unproductive. At least I'm only getting out of things what I've put into them.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Don't get overtired, though. You know how you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your concern. Typical. A perfect summing up of my marriage to Jane. Me standing around with a screwdriver waiting for things to drop to pieces.
Well, what did I tell you? She wants you back.
She's not having me back. I'm not going. I'm staying with you. Come here.
Malofa's slinky form wriggled. She looked at him with sexual avarice.
Patterson gave his crooked, boyish smile and reached out.
Jesus!
It's the baked beans!
Well, I didn't think it was your passion.
Oh, God.
don't just sit there with beans in your hair. Turn the cooker off before the whole place catches fire. Patterson, what did you do?
I did what you said. I put the tin in the saucepan and lit the stove.
Water?
Water?
Bloody PhDs. I think you're mad, Patterson.
Oh, Dr. Patterson, I've been waiting here for you since mighty long time. I know you are such a highly busy fellow.
I'll be with you in a moment, Mr. Banerjee. I just want to go into the office and pick up my mail.
But the novel, Dr. Patterson, the novel. I am told it is dying.
Oh. Morning, Mary. I just want my mail.
Oh, Dr. Patterson, Professor Misty's been looking for you all morning.
All morning? It's only 9:15.
He was in early. He asked me to say he'd forgotten he had a meeting of the faculty at lunchtime. So would you please give his 12 o'clock lecture for him?
His lecture? Me? What's it on?
Just a minute. It's in my notebook. Lawrence.
Lawrence? D-H or T-E?
Pardon?
The one who wrote Camels or the one who wrote Dirty Books Down Mine Shafts?
It doesn't say.
Oh, never mind. It makes no difference. I don't know the slightest thing about either of them. Why pick me?
He said it would be a chance to make up for your inaugural. When you fell asleep.
Ah, yes.
I did think of ringing you at home, but you aren't at home, are you, Dr. Patterson? Aren't you living with Melissa Murgatroyd?
Oh, was it on News at 10?
You know how things go around an office. I thought I'd best not mention it to Professor Misty. He disapproves, you know. That's him now. Shall I tell him yes? I won't mention Dr. Murgatroyd.
Oh, yes, yes, and thank him for the opportunity.
Oh, hello again, Dr. Patterson.
Oh, yes.
I think you're a very kind man.
Not now.
Look, I have my father's bottle of whiskey for present. Now, do we talk about the novel? I have serious mental problems,
and I have till 12 to scrabble together a lecture on someone I know nothing at all about. I don't even know who it is. I'm going to the library.
I have oodles of time. I'll wait for you here.
Yes, yes, I bet you will.
Oh, it's you, Dr. Patterson. What are you doing in our fine library?
Why, Mr. Cuthbertson, I'm doing in your fine library what I do often in your fine library, using the books. And now I have what I hope won't seem a strange request. You see this book here? I'd like to borrow it.
That's what we're here for. Could I just have your library card, please, Dr. Patterson?
Ah, actually, there's a problem about that. My wife, I think you know her, as the Bible says. My wife still has my card.
Oh, dear. We can't issue a book without a card.
But Mr. Cuthbertson, you know who I am.
You're Dr. Patterson.
You know the circumstances. After all, you are living with my wife.
I am not living with your wife in the sense you mean, living with your wife.
Oh, she's going for the test tube approach, is she? Well, living or partly living, that's irrelevant. You surely don't need my card.
Ah, but you see, it is not I who needs your card. It's the computer. I know who you are, but the computer doesn't know who you are. Not without your card. The computer wants your card.
I don't care what the computer wants. I want this book.
But you don't have your card.
No.
And if I issue the book without your card, it will throw the computer out.
What a good idea. Mr. Cuthbertson, what happens when somebody loses their card?
We issue a new one.
Well, I've lost it.
And that would take 3 weeks.
Supposing I borrow a card?
Library cards are non-transferable.
Why?
Because they're the only way we know who's got a book.
But you know who'd got it. I'd have it.
Ah, but the computer wouldn't know that.
Couldn't you tell it?
And anyway, even if you had your card, you still couldn't take this book out.
Oh, why?
I see it's on reserve.
I know it is. I put it on reserve.
You can't take out reserve.
All right, I'll take it off reserve.
Fine. If you'll just fill in one of these green cards, I'll send you a note just as soon as it's been processed through the computer.
How long?
3 weeks.
Why is it that everything in this library takes 3 weeks? You always take 3 weeks over everything. Does it take you 3 weeks when you do whatever you are doing to my wife?
Oh, Dr. Patterson, I have not done anything physical to your wife. I have looked after her. Since I have lived there, she has eaten no hormone-fed meat nor pesticide-treated vegetables. Our relationship is a spiritual one.
I'm not surprised with a diet like that.
You don't understand, do you? Your mental attitude is a function of your body chemistry. If you eat properly, avoiding alcohol and caffeine...
Could you two hurry? I'm waiting to borrow a book.
Dr. Patterson, I cannot help you anymore. As for other matters, this is a library. Your wife does not come into it.
No, my God. I'm not surprised.
Oh, hello, Dr. Patterson. There you are. Perhaps now I'm privileged to discuss the dying of the novel.
It's hanging on, Mr. Banerjee. Have faith. I have to see Professor Misty about my lecture. I can't get the bloody books out of the library. Mary, I've got to see Professor Misty.
That's funny. He's been looking all over for you. I think you'd better go straight in.
Enter. Oh, Patterson. Hard man to find. Look, I think I found a young lady for you.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I want you to meet Miss,
From China?
No, from...
Valerie Candle, from the United States.
That's it, Miss Candle, from the States. This is Dr. Patterson, about whom, Patterson, I called you in, or rather, tried earlier to call you in, though you were not to be found, because, if I remember rightly, you've done.
Oh, have I?
I thought you'd done. What did you do if it wasn't done?
Done?
Yes, done, for your doctorate.
Oh, yes, how these things slip. I did write on John Donne for my PhD, yes.
I thought my memory wasn't amiss. The young lady wants to do Donne for hers, too. Patterson, you don't think Donne's been overdone, do you? There has been an awful lot done.
It depends on the topic.
Yes, well, I was suggesting to Miss, that she might like to pick flowers.
Yes, she might, but I'm sure we could find her a topic.
Yes, a topic. Pick the flower imagery of Donne.
Actually, I wanted to work on sex in Donne, his attitude to women.
I've been saying I thought higher degrees committee in general probably greatly prefer flowers to sex.
Perhaps Miss Candle and I should discuss it in more detail.
So you'd be willing to have the young lady under you? Well, then, if you're willing to take her on, Patterson. Of course, supervising a thesis requires great labour, reading the stuff and scribbling on it. Still, it's an opportunity.
Yes. Yes, I'll take her. Oh, speaking of opportunities, Professor Misty, this lecture at 12 on Lawrence...
Oh, yes, glad you could fill the breach.
I just wondered, which Lawrence is it?
Which Lawrence? Durrell, Lawrence Durrell.
Oh.
I usually reminisce about Alexandria. Been there?
No.
Tell him about something else, then. Good, that's done. Oh, Patterson, one more thing before you go. Mrs. Misty and I would be delighted if you and your good wife could join us for dinner tonight. Someone's let us down at the last minute.
My good wife?
You seem to be the only young man here these days who's still got one. I'm afraid this place is a veritable Goodwin Sands of marriage. Can't understand it. I'm afraid young people don't enjoy bondage anymore.
Oh, I don't know, Professor Misty.
My wife and I have always enjoyed being tied to the marriage bed. The tighter the better. Of course, I think it helps that we annotate together.
Do what?
Go into the study and annotate together. 7:30 for 8, then, Patterson?
Yes, fine.
Oh, I do beg your pardon, Miss Sue. I'm afraid I must seem dreadfully... Perhaps you'd grace our table, too. It's always a pleasure to have a young woman. It's been some time.
Well, thank you, Professor. That's very gracious. I'd be delighted. And I could take the chance to talk properly with Dr. Patterson.
Nothing very formal, just a suit. I'd better get off to the faculty meeting. Patterson, must be time for your lecture. Do your best. Push the quartet. For some reason, they've got 100 copies in the bookshop. We'll be discussing you in promotions committee on Friday.
Yes. Well, I'll see you this evening, Miss Candle.
Patterson!
Hmm?
Hey, Patterson!
Oh, there you are, Victor. Oh, thanks for saving me a seat.
Oh, yes, just reading the paper with my lunchtime beer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
God, look at it. Bloody starlets giving it away. Makes you weep, doesn't it, growing up when we did? Too late for wartime promiscuity and too early for the permissive society. Still, it's no use asking you to commiserate, is it? You're doing fine.
How is the comfort of the English department?
Melissa, not all wine and roses.
No?
You know, I sometimes wonder whether our labours in the realm of emotion are worth it, especially now.
Oh, what's happened now?
Just my career at stake.
Again?
Misty has invited me to dinner tonight with my good wife.
Ooh.
Mm, by which he actually means my good wife and not, as would be more usual in this department, someone else's good wife. It perhaps wouldn't matter much, but I come up before the promotions committee on Friday. I haven't published a book. And anyway, I suspect they think a small monograph on dwarfs short wait. I also just gave probably the worst lecture ever delivered in the history of this university, improvising for an hour on an author I've never read. And it was only as I came out that I realized Lawrence Durrell didn't write the four quartets.
Oh, well, if you've got to have quartets, it's as well to have four of them, innit?
Yeah, maybe you and Jane should patch it up.
Like an old inner tube? And just for the privilege of dinner with Misty?
Actually, I bumped into Jane this morning in the supermarket.
My God, what's she doing? Going around the detergent shelves holding seminars on me? Does she hand out green stamps?
She just wanted to know if you were all right. You know, more...
Relaxed.
Yeah, that's right.
I got the impression she thought you'd be going back.
I am going back with a hammer.
Oh, no.
Oh, Patterson, yes. No. They allow me hammers now, and with it I'm going to mend the garden fence.
Oh. Oh, well, then that's it, then, isn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, for one fence, one dinner party. Fair deals all round.
Oh, it's you, Patty. I'm nearly ready, but Sarah's just been sick.
I'll just wait here on the step. I don't actually want
to... Oh, come in. I've cleaned it up. The Times business section has its uses. What are you doing with that bottle?
I've been bribed by an Indian. I was taking it to Misty's.
I thought he didn't believe in alcohol. I thought that was why they served Lucozade at the examiner's dinner.
That's right. Anything that adds to the gloom.
Better leave the bottle, love. Stick it on the sideboard. It'll be perfectly safe. Spencer is into carrot juice.
Spencer, is it?
He says it helps him see in the dark.
I thought he got around by emitting high-pitched squeaks.
Spencer's very good. Spencer, we're off. Don't forget to bring Sarah's wind up.
Have a nice time, Jane.
Jane.
And I'll be back about 9.
What?
Yes. I'm leaving right after the dessert.
What's the matter? Have you got off coffee?
Half the fence fell down again. Half a fence, half a party.
Oh, just like the old days. You know, when we were together, I never saw the end of a party. You always had to relieve the babysitter just as it was getting interesting.
It must be very nice now. What are they like, the ends of parties?
Oh, sometimes people get sick. Sometimes they take their clothes off.
But that's just like home.
Often I fall asleep. But I wouldn't miss it. It's life, you see. It's life.
Ah, well, yes, Patterson and Lady.
Good evening. Sir.
I don't know whether you've met,
Mrs. Misty. Yes, we have met, haven't we, dears? Do you want to go upstairs, Mrs. Patterson? It's down in the basement.
Thank you.
You come with me, Patterson. I'll give you a punch in the drawing room.
Oh, thank you.
So glad to see a couple that's, I hear Dr. Murgatroyd's living with some young lecturer now.
Really?
Interesting, isn't it? Mm. Look, Patterson, while I've got you caught by the banisters, I want a word about something. Just step into the broom closet.
Very well, Professor Misty. It's not about the four quartets, is it?
Oh, bit confined, but we can get down to brass tacks. Listen, I want a very serious word about this book you're writing.
I see.
I suppose you thought I didn't know about it.
Yes.
I want to see it, Patterson.
It's just a sheer display, Professor Misty.
I insist on seeing it. I'll tell you why. I think I can fit it into a series I've been asked to edit.
Really? Naked and magnificent.
We're totally lacking a Shakespeare volume.
Ah, a Shakespeare volume.
What's it on? Shakespeare's flower imagery?
Well, no, not exactly, I'm afraid. It's the dwarf in Shakespeare.
But it is Shakespeare, not Lawrence Durrell. I heard you were very interested in Lawrence Durrell.
No, definitely Shakespeare.
Well, ideal. Now, when can we expect it?
Well, there is quite a bit to do on it yet. Some things I have to bring into clearer definition.
Such as?
Finding a cut-off height, that kind of thing. Mm,
but if we ask for delivery of typescript by the end of the year...
Well, I suppose if I got up early in the morning...
It's the story of the early bird over again, isn't it? Of course, there'd be no money in it. I'm a very grasping editor, I'm afraid. But it should help you with promotions committee next Friday... You are a shaky case. Still, having that girl under you should impress them. That's done, then. Better get back to the party. Could look odd, us two in here like this.
Oh. By the way, there's a guest here who expressed a particular desire to meet you. Mr. Oh, I've forgotten this. Let me give you a punch first. Dr. Patterson wants a punch, Mary.
Oh, yes.
I expect you know my secretary, Mary. She works in the... she's giving us a hand.
Oh, yes, I know Dr. Patterson. Don't I, Dr. Patterson?
Yes.
Which one was it, the camel one or the coal mine one?
Actually, it turned out to be the child prostitutes in the bazaars while the moon rises over Mariotti's one.
Is that Durrell again, Patterson? You always seem to be chattering about him these days.
I see Mrs. Patterson's over there. Are you back?
Thin ice.
What?
Yeah, in the punch, the ice is very thin.
No, it isn't. Look, Patterson, come and meet some... it's just a small stand-up buffet. No knees under the table. Mrs. Misty and I always like to keep up with the... the trouble is there are so few young people here one could, really.
Oh, hi there, Dr. Patterson.
Ah, Miss Candle.
Ah, you two know.
Well, don't you remember, Professor? We met in your room this morning, didn't we, Dr. Patterson?
A very bright young man, Patterson. Did his thesis on John Donne.
Well, Dr. Patterson, you promised me a long, long talk tonight.
I did. Look, let's promise ourselves that we'll get into a corner Sometime after the dessert.
Excuse me, Miss. I just want to take Patterson away to...
Oh, yes, sure. Oh, hi, Mrs. Misty. Your husband was telling me you're both into bondage. Me too.
I see Miss Candle doesn't...
Wear a bra?
...have any language difficulty. There are some more ladies upstairs, downstairs, but I expect they'll be down up very shortly. Oh, ah, there's the chap who so keenly insisted on meeting you.
Oh, Dr. Patterson, you are a jolly busy fellow these days. Even so, it is necessary for me to ask you to lend me some of your wisdom.
I'll leave you in each other's capable hands.
Frankly, Dr. Patterson, I am, as Dante says, in the middle of a dark wood.
Dante said that about you?
Patterson!
What?
Patterson!
Oh, my God.
Spencer Cuthbertson, and I'm coming in there!
You were saying something very interesting,
yes,
Mr. Banerjee.
You see, novels now do not make any sense to me anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some words from you might dispel my confusion.
I'm sorry, Patterson, to interrupt this academic discussion, no doubt of great... But there's a drunken man with a bottle here. He says he's a friend of yours and wants to kill you. Shall I bring him over?
What a good idea.
Ah, there you are, Patterson. You sinner! Adulterer!
Oh, shush.
I say, haven't I seen him in the, where they keep the books?
Pervert! You sexual fanatic!
It's all right, Professor Misty. It's just our babysitter. I'll take him home.
Hello, Jane.
Come on, Spencer. You took Patty's whiskey, didn't you? Back to the carriage.
You left me all alone.
Well, I'm strange man. I always used to use young girls. My wife always said they were best. He kept calling him a pervert, Patterson. Knows you well, does he?
Yes. Well, Professor Misty, he's just not too, relaxed. Do go on, Mr. Banerjee.
Yes, the modern novel. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you could just make a short statement of only half an hour on the problem.
Half an hour, Mr. Banerjee? The year is yours.
Oh, jolly good.
Oh, Dr. Patterson.
Hmm?
Dr. Patterson.
Oh, Miss Candle. You left early.
Come on, call me Valerie. Boy, was that some crummy party.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was one of his best.
Really? No kidding. Well, I guess you're going home to your sweet wife.
Well, no. To tell the truth, my sweet wife and I don't actually live together.
No, of course not. That'd be crazy. An open marriage, hey?
You could say that.
Well, listen, we never had that talk. Why don't you offer me a ride?
I don't have a car. It would have to be piggyback.
Okay, why don't I offer you a ride? I have an Avis car right around the corner. You know, we try harder. Maybe you know some nice place where we could go and talk.
Patterson gave his crooked, boyish smile.
That was episode 5 of Patterson.
Or maybe we could go to my study and annotate together.
In that episode of Patterson, you heard Louis Fayander as Patterson, with Richard Vernon as Professor Misty, Julie Parfitt as Jane, Maureen Lipman as Melissa, Hugh Thomas as Victor, Richard O'Callaghan as Cuthbertson, Frances Jeter as Mrs. Misty and Mary, Louine Willoughby as Valerie Candle, and Tarek Yunus as Banerjee. Patterson is written by Malcolm Bradbury and Christopher Bigsby, and the program is produced by Jeffrey Perkins.